Quite a lot. There's been a special committee working on these. Are they going to change things like fishing and why?
We have to get the approval of GAP for what we said.
No, we don't. If we're the principal supplier, they haven't yet told us, in fact, that we were the principal supplier in this commodity that we've been fed on. Then we've got a right to pick our own.
And the amount,
may challenge the amount.
And then who decides that?
They haven't. Probably the GAP, presumably, will.
Governor, they can get ready. On both the principal supplier and the quantity involved, when we announce our intention, they can challenge.
They can challenge.
And when they do, the contracting parties would vote on that.
Yeah. Who would the contracting party?
That's one part of the GAP. Remember, members of the GAP.
All the members of the GAP would vote on whether we are the principal. Is that usually a factual study or is that a political operation, those votes?
It's pretty factual. It's pretty factual. It's based on an interpretation of the articles of the GAP and whether or not we're the principal supplier and there was a binding, and these are objective things that can be established.
So far, they haven't come to the question about being a principal supplier. It's a rather tricky one because it's all tied in with what we could have done if they hadn't put certain restrictions on it.
The question that I would raise is about starting any hearings or even making a public announcement of specific things that we're withdrawing. It's a thing that develops a lot of other vested interests in the United States and getting concessions on specific articles other than poultry. And you get a lot of other people into the act, and maybe it's difficult to get them out of the act at some point down the line without complicating them.
Already the chemical people know it. We may get into the tally, by the way, to send us a message with the things you'd like to do the tally.
Well, actually, the timing is not so bad, because if we were to develop our list either on the basis of public hearings or just to inform our inquiry, that would take us about 2 weeks. That would take us to the end of the month. Now, if we could tell on this next week in Europe, if you could tell these countries that we are doing the preparatory work, and we will then, when we have the information, give the 30 days notice. We would, of course, be very happy to withdraw and to stop if on the 29th they come up with a good mandate to negotiate. The trouble is that they will, in all probability, not come up with such a mandate. They'll have some kind of mandate on a cent a pound or a cent and a half a pound. Then the summer months will start, where they all go off to the beaches. And we will tell them that this isn't sufficient to send 9.5, and they'll say, well, now we have to go back to ministers, then it'll take a Christmas to get this thing reviewed again.
But I think the way to do it would be simply for the governor to tell them, the countries on his trip, that this is what he's doing, and we have a listening process, that it will be completed in a couple of weeks or something, to keep the heat on that. Not to make a public announcement, however, the things we're going to withdraw, because that frankly worries me, because I think you do get
well, a little bit of worry. We don't have to have hearings then. That's the question.
I think we'll get away from it, because you want to keep the maximum flexibility here. And once you get a lot of other people that you think they're going to get something, and then you may find in negotiations it's better not to stick to that.
All right, that's okay.
That's all right, you all.
I think this is very rapidly, and you gentlemen know we're closer to it than I, but I hope that this will have a salutary effect generally in terms of firming up the fact that we've gone a long, long way. I don't think we've ever used either Article 22 or Article 28 in history of country, have you, Judge?
I think we've one occasion, yeah, but they were negotiated withdrawals.
I will point them days. The French started to move a little bit when we really said we had some business on Article 23, and the movement has been fairly inadequate, but at least it's been for movement. And so I think this will be highly satisfactory, and I'm very confident in
what you're going to do. A public announcement of it?
Well, I would be inclined to do it quietly. I mean, you could tell it to people, and they're asleep.
Yeah, I think you probably have got to tell some of the fellows up on the hill.
There is another problem here, and that is that when we get into the... Well, first of all, I think that one thing that the poultry people have got to understand is that if we do go to the route of withdrawing the patients, which is probably the end of the poultry business in Europe. But everything, when we get into the other business of the French troops, we are now in a position where there have been some concessions that do have some value here to limited producer groups. And the question as to whether they should know that these things have been offered. Because they obviously would be unhappy about our going ahead and not taking these things.
Problem there
deal that was made before the Spanish Solar Arrangement. And they have gotten the benefit of these solar arrangements which we gave them in the way of concessions. Now, what we're trying to get is something somewhere near equivalent, which runs about $30 million.
This is that with the French agriculture policy, for instance.
They've already gotten their subsidy. We haven't gotten ours.
Well, they're much better than this, you know, they've been going on for a long time. They would even talk to us about it until we took an action. And the gas supported us completely, and they admitted in the gas that they would have fallen under every argument. They didn't defend themselves on a single one. Then we begin negotiating with them, which is what was requested rather than taking the decisive action. And our estimates on the total is roughly 28 million. We'd be willing to get that down to 24, I think. The total they've offered us is about 6 million, and they say it's a final offer. And the embassy in Paris is very worried because we sent them instructions to make a counter offer to those. And they were called, saying this is a very nervous if we could accept. And the embassy didn't want to do that, and they thought we'd better go right to retaliation. So they had no hope of getting any
more. Well, the situation there is that the dollar has got a farm strike on his hands, particularly in vegetables and certain fruits.
That's right, I'm sure.
And but the farmers are really giving his hell. And his potential problem over the next year is going to be from the farm community because he's not delivering for us in the way that he didn't think he would.
But I don't know why we should save him from that.
Well, I agree, but the question is whether rather than go back and try to negotiate with a government that can't negotiate, we better just move on to the next stage and go into this retaliatory
counter forces in France. They might find that they have come to outbalance. He can sure as hell deal with those problems better if he's got some other boots on their back at the same time to play off against them. So that's
I'll be in Paris on Monday. I talked to Chip on the telephone yesterday. He was very anxious to have a hold off a final decision on this, that he had a chance to talk about it. Well, I asked him if he'd do one thing, prove Mobius is not to be there, he should be in Turkey. If he could make a final decision, he lost those opportunities. But if all the other opportunities, he can just as
the telephone or telegram is important, because probably somebody's in Turkey down there.
Oh, well, that's the response to that. Yes, sir. What else? They want Mobius, and want to go leave with him. But currently, this week, have to take action on this if that isn't good enough. I don't see how we can go on fiddling with it much longer. But they were doing it, not because it's fast, not because it's the goal in any sense, but because what they're trying to do is to establish the integrity of the agreements made under the gas. But if those are not honored, as the country not honoring them, the whole traffic of gas breaks down. It seems to me that this is our principal case here. A number of dollars are involved on some grade. You've got to cross the Western Alps of Paraguay, which is very involved, come to Canada and eventually. But the different dollar pressure in this environment is more important here, and this is trying to strengthen the integrity of the French word under the trade agreement. If that breaks down, we haven't got anything. And all these negotiations we're going into with over fairly meaningless things anybody can buy with impunity.
What's the percentage of the poultry market, going back to that, is close to EEC? What percentage of our domestic production?
Well, that was a small part, 2 and 3, 4, what is it about?
Why are we...
10, 2, and 3%.
Well, why are we committed this to become such a dominant factor?
It's permitted it to become and try to challenge and control and sit on it, but it's not something certainly agitated.
No, but we said, I think we'd get a more target. My God, a lot of other, I know the states raised all the hell, and well, fundamentally, I think most of them probably vote against the sale.
Basically, because I think that this is a bellwether as to what's going to be done down the road.
Well, I don't think, I agree, we might as well have it about something, but I must say, I think we
almost made ourselves by the evening
something. Well, I was better off just 7 months ago. We'll go ahead and take our revival at the end of the
week. I wish I had 7 months ago. We didn't have that better off. I thought we felt each way on the road, the frustrated part of the driver's team, whether they're running from one country to another, you wouldn't
have. Well, I agree. I think probably that was not the topic of giving us too much interest. Just say, all right, you go ahead and do that. We'll do it. That's the way you want it. I wouldn't be anywhere at all.
I think you'd be better off.
You tried to indicate
they were going to do so.
I've written two letters to add now, but I think the one they discussed though, I think, would be stuck it on the poultry.
When granddad,
I told them off a little from the point of view of what they might be doing in the right social field. And so far, we've gotten off easy in the right social field, but they haven't picked that up yet.
So this is good, I think, the government's right in front of you. This is dramatized the issue, and tonight it's been a good one beyond chicken stock kind of city, because you think a bird's running around the farmyard along the manure. The truth of the matter is, this was a terrific job of market promotion. It was a real model. It created a market for them over there, stimulated their whole development over there. And then they had the variable fee thing that we fought like hell and told them what we were afraid would happen. And right away they turned around and jumped on it and decided to happen in something that was a quite a dramatic example of what we had predicted. And you know the domestic forces at home.
They're okay, they're okay. So we're overproducing here.
That's right, but I agree. And therefore, but I mean, the only thing is, this is not going to be the answer to it, even for a what about that drop in livestock price?
Try it once more. If it doesn't work and the agreement breaks down, then you still have to go back and run.
Thank you.